Thank you, Livingstone. Please be seated. Please give me this afternoon 30 minutes of your time. The Lord has shown me exactly what to speak to you about. Now do that in a few minutes. In those few minutes, I will make a call. I thank God for what he has done this weekend. And this week, and then this weekend. From Monday all the way to Tuesday and all the days. So Friday, and of course, I must mention Thursday night. Wow. Even though the pastor of the Revival Church begged and said, let's make noise, you are quiet like a dead sea. Did you hear anything? Is the Welsh church around at all?
Yes, sir!
Anyway, please be seated. If you are here for the first time, I want to welcome you. One thing I can assure you of is if you believe, you will not go back the way you came. It's not going to happen. If you keep an open mind and you have faith. But if you're just here to spectate, just want to look. I don't understand all they're doing, but I just want to look. The question will always be, how many things in life do you understand? How many? The older you get, the more confused you will get. So stay with me and let's share some word this afternoon. We started on Friday. So on Thursday, I had the privilege, an opportunity to listen to Pastor Obi and Pastor Sam and all their pastors speak from the World Church and the Revival Church. I hope you continue this week. I was very blessed by the word Pastor Sam shared in Regent Street. And the word Pastor Obi shared in Canary Wharf. I thank you for making time out on such a short notice to be in your various churches. Across the nation that night was about 600 people in attendance across the nation. I think that's amazing. And about 54 souls came to the altar. Whatever you appreciate increases, whatever you don't diminishes. Then on Friday night, I met with Women of Destiny. Women in the city. Phoebes. And I think I'm yet to recover from what God spoke to us about on Friday night. We saw the source of women, where we are from, how we came, what went wrong, what spoke to Eve, the serpent or our own womb, what happened to Eve, we saw. And so if you were not there, of course, I've prepared Sunday in a way that can help us, that even if you're just a Sunday worshipper, and I don't mean that in any wrong sense, meaning if you're just here on a Sunday, you can still catch up with what we did during the week. I've got a clear instruction on how today should work. And let's start from Matthew chapter 5, if you'll please time me. And yes, of course, I almost forgot. Yesterday was very amazing. My sister was asking me from Canada, what's the name of the program? I said, I don't even have a clue, you know. She said, that's so bad. I said, I don't know what it is called. They called me on stage at 12 and I was under my duvet. Imagine they were saying, now is the turn of stagnation, Pastor Toby. And I was still sleeping, kind of. Not sleeping, but I was not sleeping really. I was just going through the word. But under my duvet still. Then I got a call on phone and said, oh, this, da, 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 da. I said, I'll come after Periscope. And they said, you've got to come now. And the woman was there shouting, saying, you will disgrace me if you don't come. You will da, 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 da. So reluctantly, I called Daniel back. I said, let's go Wembley. And then we got in, and it was about 10,000 people. It's about 10,000 people. 90% Caucasians. But honestly, we had a very amazing time with Reverend there. We had a great time, and we had the opportunity. And many, 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 many people who already know you and want to connect with you were able to see you operate. I think myself and I just took the microphone like a bandit, hungry guy. You know, when they give you the microphone, now you come in with, you know. Because I was going to be brief, so I thought, let it be brief and powerful. Not because they timed me, they just looked at me and said, do what you like, and stuff like that. The only issue is, I was thinking, I wish I brought Living Stone, though. Onyibo choir is long. Powerful, powerful, but very long. Before you sing the quote, I'd lying there, then the guy's checking the note. He wants to make sure. I just said, oh, forget this guy. I'll just preach. But it was beautiful. The reception you guys have, the reception you have with those who are so successful in the body of Christ, the reception you have is amazing. It's amazing. They love you. Those who reject you are not part of the body of Christ. Believe me. Because when you got there yesterday, everybody wanted to know. I saw women in front who are married to people from other color. They were on their phone. You can see they were calling their kids. They were calling people and putting them on live Facebook. And said, that Spark Nation is here. You won't believe what's going on. The Spark Nation is right in front of me. And then I remembered Pastor Daniel sharing a vision with me months ago about him speaking to a large crowd. Then he was there with me yesterday, probably reluctantly, like, oh, this guy called me back from my whatever. Then I remembered he shared the dream, and I thought this is the moment for the dream. So I said, I'm going to bring a guy forward. And they just loved you through him. They loved him. They loved that revival session. And The David Attaway is one of the oldest gospel preachers in Europe and has brought millions and millions of people together. And he said, I've never in my life seen, he said it, this is his own mouth. He said, and I quote, I've never seen white people, British people, jump up and get excited for the gospel like I'm seeing right now. So it's amazing. And next year, they're having the same program. Those who are concerned about the way we raise money, I've got one message for you. You are sick. A guy there yesterday paid for Wembley next year by selling his three houses, 1.5 million. A little young boy is telling me, they raise funds. You're the mad. Sorry, but you're the mad. 1.5, a Chinese guy. Wow. He's a keyboardist. Wow. Whose dad has worked for the money over years, and he sold three to pay for one day of prayer. Wow. One day, and he's on the keyboard just playing his thing. May God raise us people who fear God enough to sponsor the gospel. So this afternoon, I think I've given you a report, therefore, and I'll come back to what I just said now about our giving. Leviticus chapter 2, verse 3. God made a covenant with David. Please, I want everyone come now so that I can finish on time. What is the name of the covenant God made with David? What is the covenant called? You've been reading your Bible, right? And we are in, Pastor Ben said we are in Exodus, but we are in 2 Samuel. Only Pastor Max one should you trust. We are in 2 Samuel, so you've been reading. What is the name of the covenant God made with David? No? Okay, that's fine. Leviticus chapter 2, read from verse 11. Quickly, please.
No grain offering which you bring to the Lord shall be made with leaven, for you shall burn no leaven nor any honey in any offering to the Lord made by fire. As for the offering of the
first thing you heard about offering is this offering made by fire. One, go on quickly.
As for the offering of the first fruits, right, you shall offer them to the Lord, but they shall not be burned on the altar for a sweet aroma.
Yeah.
And every offering of your grain offering, you shall season with salt.
Every offering of your grain offering, you must season it with salt. What is salt? Pastor Evan. Huh? Oh, she says sodium, blah, 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 blah. I can't even pronounce that. I don't know what that is. Sodium chloride. Mm-mm. It's Sodom and Gomorrah. Sorry, I'm not diminishing education. You know, I didn't go to uni in London. But let's not use sodium chloride because PK is here and we are all here. What is salt? You shall make quickly, read on quickly, because it's Sunday. I don't want to bore those who are here for the first time. Quickly.
And every offering of your grain offering, you shall season with salt.
Tell your neighbor, season. Your offering, that's your neighbor. Season your offering with salt. One, that's part one. Go on, man.
You shall not allow the salt of the covenant of your God. You shall not allow the salt of the covenant of your God to be lacking from your grain offering.
There is a salt of covenant. I've never seen that in the Bible before. Now, let me lay the foundation of this. Biblical things are symbolic and prophetic. So you'll never see me come and bless your oil for you to take home or an handkerchief. I'm not knocking those who do it, whatever it is, or give you salt. So don't go and start doing salt service. This is symbolic and prophetic. So there is a covenant of salt. I'm coming. 2 Chronicles. Let's read the Bible as if to say, let's get the scripture reading out of the way, as if to say. 2 Chronicles chapter 13. Don't you know? 13 verse 5. Start from verse 4.
Then Abijah stood on Mount Zemarim, which is in the mountains of Ephraim, and said, hear me, Jeroboam, and all Israel. Should you not know that the Lord God of Israel gave the dominion over Israel to David forever?
Ow.
To him and his sons by a covenant of salt.
Have you ever seen that in scripture before? He stood on that mountain and he pronounced, said, look, he gave him dominion over all the mountains that we're trying to reach and overcome. He said, but it is by a covenant. And the name of that covenant is a covenant of salt. Wherever you see salt, you see offering. You cannot bring salt you cannot bring salt. Okay, if today was not Sunday, what I would have said to you is this. You see, do you ever need to salt fruit? Huh? Like you take your mango and say, this mango is tasteless. Let me put some salt. But what about rice, grain of rice? Someone said, except if you are Ghanaian. Wow. That's so racist. Do you guys salt fruit? You salt fruit? She said, of course. Huh? She's not Ghanaian. Huh? Oh, she thought I said fruit. I would have said, Kwabena, are you sure? Well, fortunately this morning, I'm just going to leave you with those thoughts. I'm not going to preach on them. It's Sunday, guys. So the covenant he made with David, what I want to teach you quickly this afternoon is how we can take this nation. Now, the question will be, if I'm teaching it, am I qualified to? First of all, let me make this very clear to you, Spark Nation. Our system of giving is how it will be till kingdom come. Our system of raising finances. You know why? Everything God has told me, all the way I've followed it. It will not be the demon of a person's father's house wanting to approach them that will correct me on what to do. Years ago, I finished service in Lancaster House and a woman texted me. She texted me saying, if not that you speak this way or do this way, with the gift of God over you, the church would have increased, the whole nation would know it. And she gave me a lecture. Pastor Mark knows about it. Don't keep a straight face. You might have forgotten, but it doesn't mean you don't know. Pastor is very blessed. But listen. And she gave me the example of certain names of people who have lesser gift than how they've risen, right? And I text her back saying, thank you very much, ma. I am not Pastor Sam, blah, blah, blah. I'm not Pastor da, 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 da. And you're not God. You cannot tell me how to grow. Number one, I didn't say this, you are divorced, you're a single parent with two kids. I'm not saying that is wrong. You came to tease the word out of me because I was on my lane. Guess what? That was the beginning of Lancaster. Guess what? We were standing at the door yesterday as I left. He said, I can't believe you've become this great. I said, I can't believe I've not changed anything. At that point, people were already pulling her away. They said, let the man go. I wanted to say, no, we've got history together. But they just said, go, 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 go. You've got to go. The lecture she gave was very intellectual. It's true. But it is not salt for me. Imagine those kind of people now come by and say, wow, you've become so great. No, you wanted to destroy me. You finished airing the word and you felt this is how people should give in church. We would see who is right. So every word he's given me, I've followed. It's like, take offering this way, do this way, do this way, do this way. And I follow him without any agenda. This week, you've given over £10,000 for people's rent. Last week, you fed 12,000 people. The number of people you sent to school is countless. The number of people you give hope to is countless. Someone thinks that's a wrong way. The money you raise is for that purpose. If that does not speak to you, then don't add your salt, but don't put sand there. I stand today, and yesterday, the biggest church I told you in the whole of UK and Nigeria and all over the world, the biggest church, was having a conference for all their pastors. When I left Women of the City and Phoebe's, I've seen their senior pastor, the two main speakers, giving me about 5 missed calls. They said, "Pastor, on Saturday we are speaking to all our network pastors and they are struggling. What should we say? What should we say?" And that took 1 hour of my time saying, "This should be done this way, this should be done." And they were, and number one, I told you, I'm enthusiastic about their humility. Now, imagine now God haven't shown me that much through just sticking to the word. Imagine now a 24, 23-year-old guy stands up in the church and says, "No, that's not the way you should be doing it." Now, if I listen to that, would I not be a lunatic? I think that would be very disgraceful. But to stick to what God has asked us to do. One thing I know for sure is all of us who journey together, none of you will be poor. That will not. Wow. That much I know. How it will happen, I don't know. But let's do this one thing now. I want to make a call. I've got some brothers in the house who need salt in their lives. So the Holy Spirit told me how to make it simple. Don't worry, this week is our giving week. So we, as God gives us space, we'll be able to deal with this word more. The covenant God made with David was a covenant of salt. Saying, "David, as long as you don't lose your taste, as long as you don't lose purpose, you will remain relevant and your children will remain relevant. You can lose money, but don't lose your saltiness." Now, in case you don't believe me, let's see what Jesus the Master says. And there are two major scriptures. You know where I'm going, Matthew chapter 5, 13 to 16. Quickly, then we'll go to Mark. Then we'll finish reading scriptures and then I can speak to you quickly.
"You are the salt of the earth."
You are the salt of the earth. Reason, listen to this. The reason why the earth in the first place is here is because you are here. In other words, if they don't have purpose, it's because you lose your saltiness. The reason why the wife of Lot turned to a pillar of salt was proverbial by God saying, "You thought your purpose, the reason why you came to Sodom in the first place, you saw a well-watered garden." That it in itself is an issue, but let's leave it. "You saw a well-watered garden as if it is the garden of the Lord. When you go to Sodom, you acquired gold. You are the one supposed to bring meaning to that gold, not the gold to bring meaning to you. So now God is calling you into a bigger purpose. You are escaping and you look back." Then she became salt, but a pillar. She became a pillar of salt, proverbially saying, you are supposed to be the salt of the earth, not the earth becoming your salt. Therefore, you will be a memorial pillar of the earth. You will not be useful. Because now, Lot's wife, you've lost your saltiness. You are no longer giving meaning. And if we're talking about a fire conference this afternoon, I'm talking to young men and women who define their society, who are not defined by their society. If it loses its salt, read on, sister, pastor.
"But if the salt loses its flavor..."
If the salt loses its flavor, I believe the church has lost its flavor. Caged in a building. What do you want me to do? Repeat the mistake of our fathers. Buy buildings. You know what I told the Timothys this morning? When small people occupy big building, eventually they will turn it over to big people. And that's when the scripture will be fulfilled that says, houses you did not build, wells you did not dig. Why? Because those who dug it, who built it, now realize there's no people there. There are no people there. The covenant of salt that God gave David started in the cave of Adullam. Time will not permit me. When those who are broke, when those who are indebted came to David, and David redefined debt. Salt. David redefined discontentment. David did not embrace it. He did not begin to do a lecture on how to get out of debt. He said, use your discontentment to take the nation. It is a covenant of salt, because David put flavor. Ande, Kalia. I don't know if there are women who know how to cook in this house. Now, however bad the food is, you can reconstruct it. You can redefine it. Why? You change the flavor. You know, sometimes you will reduce the salt. How? I think you add more water. When you came to this house, you came with purpose. But that purpose was everywhere. It's too salty. So what Pastor did was to begin to preach to you about ambition. I said, forget your ambition. I needed to balance the sodium. I needed to balance the salt. Because it must not lack salt, and it must not be too salty. If it is, then we will go back to Job. Job told us a land. It is called, oh my God. Do you know? You know what David used to do? The soldiers of David. You know what they do? Oh my God, you don't know. Oh my God. When an enemy is too powerful, the soldiers of David will lure them to the valley of salt. It's in your Bible. If they follow them to the valley of salt, they are finished. So Lot's wife, maybe like some of you here this afternoon, losing the flavor of life. If you don't fight in this army, you will fight elsewhere. It will just be purposeless. You think you will work less by not being in Spark Nation. You will work more. That work has no future. But let me leave that for today. Have we finished it? Pastor Dami, do you want to say something?
Message, sir.
Message, what does he say?
Let me tell you why you are here. You're here to be salt seasoning that brings out the God flavors of this earth.
The earth has flavor, but if you don't put salt, Pastor, if you are not in it, it can be rice all it likes, but it will be a terrible food to eat. I need you to understand your worth now. Read that again, Pastor.
Let me tell you why you're here.
Let me tell you why you're here. God made all the mountains and the world, the earth and those who dwell in it. But why are you here? To be like the world? No, let me tell you why. Why?
You're here to be salt seasoning that brings out.
That brings out what?
The God flavors of this earth.
Oh my God. Finally, people are beginning to see what young people should look like because of you. If there's no Spark Nation, there's no definition for young people. So Drake came to try to define young people. Fake. Kanye West came. Is going to define young people. Fake. Jay-Z came. Is going to define young people. Fake. Guess who has the definition? You. Let me tell you why you are here. It is not Goldman Sachs that will define you. You are the assault. Look at our brothers locked up in prison. Why? This guy wants to be salt, but he carried a knife. You can't become salt by being blood. you will only become Cain. It is salt first. Let me tell you, go on, please, sir.
You're here to be.
Oh my God, I feel like praying right now. Go on, quickly. You are here to be
the salt seasoning that brings out the God flavors of this earth. If you lose your saltiness, how will people taste godliness?
Do I need to preach any longer? If you, Obi, or Obi, if you lose your saltiness, how will the world taste Christ? So what were we taught in church? Christ is the light of the world. Just tell people about Christ. Sister, because you are living in sin, you've lost your saltiness, you have to introduce them to the one they cannot see. It said, you are the salt of the earth, not Jesus. You. Look at your neighbor and say, I am the salt of the earth. It is me. God said, look, I'm done out here. If you lose your saltiness. Did you read that from the Bible, or is this just PT talking?
The Bible, sir.
The Bible said it. It said, how will people taste God if you lose your salt? T. Simon, you cook without salt, right? If she cooks without food, our food is unscriptural. I'm just kidding. Talk to me.
You're here to be salt seasoning that brings out the God flavors.
If David can be a seasoning to the people that have been rejected by society, God will then make a covenant of salt with him. Saul reached out for the rich. David got the broke. David got raw grain of rice. You know what God Saul got? He got food already processed. I'm about to ask you to pray. Prayer dangerous this afternoon. So what David got was just raw materials. But David, because of his fellowship in the wilderness, at the backside of the desert, understood seasoning. You know what God wants to teach you right now? It's speech seasoned. Huh? That's what is going to happen today. Speech that is seasoned with salt. So that you can begin to serve it. So when you leave Spark Nation service, you just go serve food and people will pay for it. People will pay for it because it is seasoned already. They cannot deal with raw food. Colin Munji, are you listening? They can't deal with raw food. They need speech that is seasoned. We're going to have to read that scripture. I'm sorry. How many more minutes? 34. I don't think you sent me on 30 minutes. You're so loyally faithful. It is no longer good for anything except... Did you finish, Pastor?
I finished, sir.
Are you sure?
No, sir. Really.
Put some salt on him, please.
Yes, sir. If you lose your saltiness, how will people taste godliness? You've lost your usefulness and will end up in the garbage.
Saltiness, to remain salty, is to remain purposeful. Listen, it doesn't matter if Jesus Christ himself appears and told me that I must tithe. I will never tithe to a place that I don't know the purpose. What is this church here for? Why are we here? We're here to preach the gospel to the whole world. Really? I'm not going to give anything. But if you take me to a mosque with purpose, I see that mosque, it's impossible though, but I'm just saying, changing lives. I'm giving them. How dare you say that? I said that because that's what Cornelius did. It's about purpose. It's the saltiness. If the church loses its saltiness, what is left? People just coming into the church, singing hallelujah and going back home to come next Sunday. So when the biggest church asked me, how do you think we should do evangelism? I said, that's not the starting point. The first question you should ask me, sir, is how do we become relevant? How are we going to be relevant to our community? And they were scratching their head. I said, now, you can't use the Spark Nation concept, but I'll tell you one thing to do. If you do that, you will not need to take offering because you guys already have a structure. I said, what? I said, start care homes. For adults. It's your line. Tell those who are bankers around you, either leave this church or start banking community fellowship. Don't do the fellowship for bankers in your church. Reach out to those that are unchurched. Well, adults don't have time for church, right? Because it's small people's thing. How do they have time? You know, a day will come when the legs will not work anymore. But let's go on in scriptures. And at that time, the only thing that will carry you and I are the things that we carried. Yes, sir. Did you finish?
Going to the light, sir.
Oh, yeah, let's go to light.
Here's another way to put it.
This is the another way to put it.
You're here to be light, bringing out the God colors in the world.
Okay, so scientists, you've got to talk to us now. What does the light do?
It illuminates.
It illuminates.
Yes, sir.
It brings out color.
Yes, sir.
Say one more thing about it.
Light illuminates, it brings out color, and it brings attention to something.
So, isn't it, PK? Good.
The same way you were saying a laser surgery, sir.
Yeah.
Laser surgery is a redirection of light.
Guys, are you listening, please? Laser surgery.
Laser surgery is a redirection of light. And as you said, when God spoke and removed the bone from Adam.
PK just pointed out and said, it's correct. It's correct. Oh, yeah.
So that redirection of light it's basically a combination of heat and energy that goes into one particular point, focuses it, and heats it up. The same thing happens when you take a mirror or a glass to the sun. It actually converges all the rays of the sunlight, which are different types of light, by the way, and color. And when you focus on the point, you ignite fire.
Thank you, sir. So, how did God take the bone out of Adam? The focus of who he is, light. No, you don't understand. So this is God saying to Adam, I'm going to put him in his sleep. I will concentrate who I am on Adam. If I concentrate who I am on him, his flesh will melt. But where I'm going is his structure. God's concentration upon the man he wants to use. Do you know what God said there in Malachi? He said, and I will sit upon the house of the Levite as a refiner. I will purify him with fire. I will concentrate my all on these guys. If I concentrate my all, their flesh will continue to melt away. All those quests for money and ambition. Then I will get to his structure and I will yank the bone out of him. Then I can create an harvest for him. Wow. A if it's cutting off your skin, it's going to your bone. Calm down. Don't follow people to mourn about giving. It's cutting the flesh off. Fire is burning it. Why? Because everyone will be seasoned with only two things. Mark. And I'll stop with Mark. Brother, don't go home before you get born again today. Mark.
For everyone.
How many people? Everyone. What will happen to them?
For everyone will be seasoned with fire.
And
every sacrifice will be seasoned with salt.
Read it again. I know you didn't get it, because you were just coming out of sleep briefly. Listen to it again. Wake up now.
For everyone will be seasoned with fire.
Okay. And?
And every sacrifice will be seasoned with salt.
Everyone is going to be seasoned with fire. It means this. Two fires. The one you receive in services like this, or the hell fire. But nobody will escape fire. That's why they don't die in hell. It's eternal fire, everyone. How do I escape eternal fire? I receive the one of the Holy Ghost. God told me to tell you, without the Holy Spirit, life will be a struggle. Without fire, you will get tired because the worms are constantly eating you up. There's only a limited time that you can struggle with fornication till you give in. The worms are there talking to you and fighting every day. And the worm of fornication does not start with fornication. It starts with hatred, envy, complaint. You begin to murmur. As you're doing that, you're feeding that worm. It's giving birth in you. Giving birth. Giving birth. The Bible tells us sins give birth. It said, and when sin is fully grown now, it marries. It first dates. Worm is going on a date inside you. Oh yeah. How? The day you actually sat down and processed what you think about Christo. It's a date. Then one day, worm will say, we'll kneel down and sing R. Kelly to you. And then we'll say, would you marry me? So the day you started to act on what you heard was the marriage day. You took the ring in. You were married to a worm. If I say, I can't recover from this. If I say to corruption, you are my mother. And to the earth, you are my father, or whichever way around. Then where is my hope? Let's finish this now. I'm very tempted to go in different ways, but I'll just keep discipline. Everyone will be seasoned with fire. And every sacrifice. So there are two seasonings you need. Fire. Because if you have raw food, even if you have salt, without fire, salt will not mix with the food. Guys, did you hear what I just said? So I've got food now and I've got salt. But what is the blending process? Fire. I've got purpose and I've got the word. Why did he tell them to give in Malachi? So that there will be food. Bring all your tithes to my storehouse so that there may be food in my house. He said, but now there is food. Now those who are bringing the food, they know purpose, because if your giving is not attached to purpose, it has lost its taste. Hey, that's why I can't just give. Huh? You didn't hear me. It becomes meaningless. Oh, well, you know, tomorrow I'll give £100. Yeah, but to achieve what? That's just me giving. No, a true giver knows the need of the house. That's why we raise thoughts that everyone who brings food will know why. So you cannot provide food for two Levites if there are 20. And so the food is there now. The one offering knows why they are offering. But then the fire is now needed. A life without the Holy Spirit is struggle. Did I not deplete the life of a white man to you on Friday? It's very simple. He will work hard, use his color in his country, which is right, achieve things. After that, divorce. First wife, divorce. Second, then he gets to third. By this time, he's winding down. He's tired. His kids that he raised, sent to private school, will pick him up and drop him in the auspices. And his mansion that has only been for him and two kids with 8 bedrooms will be taxed. The government will get every penny. That's the beautiful world. The world I just told you now, we people of color don't even get to that stage before they cut off our head. But not for believers. Jesus said, and you shall receive power. When? After that, the Holy Spirit is come upon you. And on the day of Pentecost, they did not just receive fire to speak in tongues. They received power to fulfill purpose. They became the salt. But this salt will now be mixed with fire. I've got a very simple assignment. You can never have it. Twice the Holy Ghost came in Acts of the Apostles. We saw their giving pattern in Acts of the Apostles. How did they give? Did you see tithe mentioned in Acts of the Apostles? I'm asking you now. Before a demon speaks to you, there was no single mention of tithe in Acts of the Apostles. I'm not supporting those who say it's not necessary to tithe. That's not what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to say those who had sold what they had and placed it at the feet of the apostles, their system of seed raising is, we haven't even gotten there. And the one who lied died. Imagine someone dying on offering. Well, this speech is not about offering. It's about the power that we receive. What would this power do? It makes your saltiness make sense. A Christian, a believer without fire, without power, will struggle in life. It's a whole struggle. So, I am the salt of the earth. I see the food. I need the fire. What does the fire of the Holy Spirit mean? When you are burning, no fly can stay on you. Sin doesn't stay where there is fire. Sin is a worm. Sin, guys, sin is a worm. And you know it as well. You began to quest more for that relationship when your fire was dropping. You began to quest more when the word of God was no longer fire in your bones and you were feeding on another kind of food, because man will always eat bread. It just determines, are you eating? It depends, rather. Are you eating from the altar or are you eating at the instance of the worm? They will still have eaten. But it's not the worm that will tell you when to eat. Church, if we as Spark Nation want to be unstoppable, the only reason that I have, the only reason I know that no 10 billion media cannot stop me is because of the fire of holiness. They are not powerful enough. If 20 pastors leave this house today, they are not powerful enough to stop our saltiness. In other words, the only person that is capable of stopping our saltiness is us. So I came to preach something simple today that maybe in the next few minutes when we pray, we can increase our saltiness. Like those who are making up their mind saying, I'm going to continuously eat from the altar. A pastor must not take your food and cook it for his own family. Your food, I'll cook it and bring it back to you. Do you you want to read something?
Yes,
go,
sir.
Go for it.
In the message.
It says what?
Everyone is going through a refining fire sooner or later.
Oh, thank you. I didn't even see that. Everyone will go through a refiner's fire sooner or later. And God sets a fire in this house. He's saying, jump into this one. Because the brokenness the world will go through in days and months to come will be unprecedented. So let me be in this fire. If you are here this afternoon and you are not in God's fire, when the altar time comes, you still have time to sin. You're running after a boy or a girl. You still have time. We will all eventually go through the fire. Everyone. Then what would happen?
But you will be well preserved.
Why?
Protected from the eternal flames.
The word of God is one. I didn't even see that. If you go through your fire, and I said you will be protected from the eternal one. So years ago, 13 years ago, when I started to preach to this church, I made up my mind on what my saltiness will be. And you know, for a very long time, it didn't look as if it's growing. And that's when you will have the opinion of everybody. Church committee have something to say. Everybody. But I was ready for my fire. I said, Lord, there's no big deal in losing people or money. The greatest problem is losing the fire. It is the fire. Every worm you allow in your life reduces the potency of your saltiness. Every sin you accommodate destroys the potency of the salt. Most times, a salt that has lost its taste does not look like it has. It doesn't look like. It's just that it will add no flavor to the life of anybody. I leave you to judge it if Spark Nation is an active salt or not. You be the judge of that. If it is, it commands us on weeks like this, not just to win more souls, meaning looking for more places to put salt, because it won't give us more salt if we don't have more food. Because what will you do with the salt? Eat it? Salt is never to be eaten, it's to be added. So what are we praying about today? One thing that will keep you on fire. Never allow anything in life to be more important to you than the glory of His presence, than this. Not wedding, not what you want to become in life, because even the wedding will sooner or later go through fire. Yes, but you will be preserved, protected. This is the word of God to you today. I'm looking for people who are thirsty for the fire. God told me it won't be long before you can have 50 people in the church who can raise 50 million. I said, "Our Lord," He said, "don't teach them about finance. Keep them in the fire." Not finance, fire. Thank you, sir. It's fire. It is the presence of God. It's the word. Oh, pastor, you got this far because you know how to. I don't know how to arrange anything. I just know how to keep focus. I know when to start talking on social media and when to vanish. So I finished my assignment in that media world. Now I vanished from it. If you see a post, it's Alicia that wrote it. I'm not there. Why? I've created a story there. I've conquered that field. I don't need to be there. Then I'm focusing back on the word. What about all these meetings and things they invite you to? I hardly go. I've got a focus. The focus is not to be famous. The focus is not to have more money. It's that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His suffering. And my goal is, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection of the dead. Do you really know what that means, what Paul was saying there? I want God to give us a church that is soaked in fire. Have you seen when issues come up in people's life? They want to achieve something they think they've been waiting for all their life. They put all their fire in it. They carry it when it's not working. No, when this is not working is when you'll see it on my face. Nothing else. Desire the power of God. You will ride smoothly into financial wealth and lifting without much effort. After the program yesterday, we gave the most, not because we have, but because I just trust. And why? I also don't have things that I'm trying to build or do. If we are hungry this afternoon, it will pour out its power. And it is only for people who are saying, I don't know where my life is going, but I'm willing to follow the fire. I just want the fire. I just want God. I just want the presence of the divine. I just want the Spirit of God. I want Him to help me out of sin. I want Him to help me out of my doubt. We're just going to pray. And next week the Lord told me to do 7 Sundays of fire. Meaning, even when you break into your churches, we're still going to complete it. Because that fire is about to burn dross away. If there is anything you're struggling with and you don't want it anymore in your life, when we begin to say receive fire, just open up your mind. Even if you're here for the first time, move this back. Even if you're here for the first time, just say, I don't want this depression anymore. I don't want these high tomorrow, low today. I don't want it anymore. I want the fire of God. I want the presence of His glory, and I want His presence and His power to define my whole life. I don't want to be meaning anymore. I don't want to be gifty anymore. I just want to be soaked in His fire, consumed by His will, pursuing Him day and night through soul winning and sowing. I didn't know years ago that what people are aiming for. When we came on stage yesterday, they said, now God TV will show you on live. You know, when we were starting church, do you know how people were struggling to go on little television? Struggling. Lying to members about fundraising. God said, leave that world. Focus. He said, focus. The moment I stepped into the arena yesterday, the guy who is in charge of the golf, he said, I've been looking for you. You are like a scarce ghost. Why? Because I don't need them anymore. Why? How did you get to that stage? What I'm telling you today, it is not even perfection. It's not like, oh, so you were not sinning anymore. No, I was growing out of sin because I desired God food more. If the word is no longer your food, sex will become your food. The quest for buying clothes will become your food when you leave the word of God. I think there are about 100 people in this house this afternoon. No matter how young you are, our first door is the universities, then the secondary schools, right? And say they are just little children. The younger, the better. Because I can take a generation that's not known poverty. What makes an older person valuable? Let me tell you what makes them valuable. They have the heart of the young. That's value. Very scarce, right? I quickly want to pray. I have till 3:30. I quickly want to pray for those who are saying, I need this fire. The only thing that can stop the fire burning you, depression and all that, is a superior fire, a purer fire. I didn't come to preach today, I came to impart. I preached on Thursday or Friday, you heard me. If you are here and you're struggling in life, you really don't have a relationship with the Lord, you will still be tested by fire one day. I know you come to church, and maybe you have the concept of church as a place where you are accepted and everybody loves you. It won't last. It won't last. You will soon pick offense. God calls you into a relationship with Him and leadership so that He can put His power over your life. You become an agent, a salt in the earth, redefining them. Imagine if I have a daughter in this house and you need a guy to come and define you. And my question will be, what has he got? Say, so, well, he's a billionaire in so country. I said, it's nothing. It's not a billionaire, by the way. It's just lying. How do you calculate a billionaire from Nigeria? A country without data or statistics. God is here and I want to pray. And I already know what He wants to do, so it makes my life easy. So I'm waiting. You can stand up from where you are if you have audacity and say, whatever this guy is carrying, I want it. Whatever grace is on him, I want it. And I've told you the entry point is Jesus. There's no doubt about that. It will make you powerful, that the things that dominate you, when you receive the Holy Spirit, you will dominate. Whosoever the Son shall set free will be free indeed. I'm just waiting for the first person that will rise from their seat and say, I want to go surrender my life to Jesus. I want to give it all over to Him.